O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts, we may merit to attain eternal life. That's the prayer with which we began that Mass and our Mass today, and it sums up the whole law, love of God and love of neighbor. And of course, for the last 2 weeks, we've been focusing a bit more in the Gospels on love of neighbor. 2 weeks ago, if you can remember that far back, we spoke about how our neighbors deserve more than just mere tolerance, this kind of indifference at their actions, even if they're destructive. No, our neighbors deserve our love. For us to have the courage to sometimes say, what you're doing hurt me, or what you're doing is hurting you, and I can't stand idly by. But then last week we spoke of forgiveness, that wonderful freeing element of our Christian lives, of being able, no matter what other people have done, no matter what they continue to do, to never be forced into hating them in our hearts, but instead to forgive as we've been forgiven. So as much as we focused on love of neighbor, today we shift our focus to love of God and why we don't. Very often we don't feel like loving God because we're mad at him. Why? Well, we described him as many things in the psalm today. We said the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, of great kindness, good to all, compassionate, just, holy. What did we miss? Well, we never said that God is fair. And we have this deeply embedded sense of fairness. We've had it since we were kids. Remember, your brother or your sister got something and immediately you said, that's not fair, I need one too. That's not fair. And then that's continued all throughout the rest of our lives. We look at others and we say, that's not fair. How come that family seems to have it all together and mine doesn't? Why does that person have no health problems and I do? Why is it that I'm here struggling, laboring to live out the Catholic teaching, and that person seems to be doing just fine without God in his life? We still have this anger at the Lord that makes loving him more difficult because we have this sense of our perception of fairness, and he doesn't fit it. But the problem is, we have drank from the poisoned cup of comparison. Right? These laborers who worked all day, had they not compared what they received to what the others received, they would have been fine. They would have been happy. If they had gotten their payment first, they would have said, put in a long day's work, got a just wage, now I go home, crack open a beer, we're going to be okay. But instead, when they started looking around and assuming, ooh, those they only worked an hour. I worked so much more. I deserve more than they do. And how dare that landowner give them as much as he gave me? Because clearly, I'm better. Like, I deserve more. Look at my hands and compare them with theirs. No calluses there. And all of their joy that they could have had disappeared because they started comparing. And we do the same thing. This body, I would love this body if it weren't for the fact that I see all these other stronger bodies, fitter bodies. Man. Then I just start kind of seeing all the flaws in mine. My family. I would love my family, dysfunction and all, but then I see these other ones that I assume are doing so much better. The kids are all kind of very, like, obedient and smart and polite and all that, and the ones in our family are just going crazy, and we think, like, my family's worse than all the other ones. Or our lives. My life, I could look at it and say, oh my gosh, there's so much good in it. But then I see other people's highlights that they post, that they project, and I compare them to my own struggles. And I think, why do they have a better life than me? Why do they have a better family than me? Why do they have a better body, a better job, a better this, a better reputation? And all the joy that I could have had in thinking of all that I have just fades away because I'm thinking about all that they have and how I deserve more because I know my struggle, but I don't know theirs. I assume they've only labored 1 hour. They don't deserve that. I've labored all day. The truth is, we don't know another's struggle. We don't know what's going on beneath the surface. What we know is what our Lord is giving us and how deserving or undeserving we are. Now, where we go wrong is that we tend to put ourselves in this story as the workers that have worked all day, as the ones that have felt cheated because they've given more than they've received. That's not us. We've received way more than we deserve. Who here earned their existence? Who here was just sitting there outside of existence saying, put me in, coach, I've done really well, and I'm going to do great with this life that you're about to give me? No, we did not exist, and God, out of pure love, gave us that. He gave us life, gave us a body, gave us a family, gave us absolutely everything. Now, when we start comparing, like, ooh, I don't like the one that you gave me, then we start feeling cheated. But when instead of looking at what he's paid other people, we just say, Lord, what have you given to me? Instead of grumbling, we're grateful. Instead of being so mad and frustrated at the unfairness of it all, we realize, wait, I love the unfairness of it all. Because if God were fair, I shouldn't be here. If God were strictly fair and always gave me what I deserved, the first time that I would have sinned, I should have gone poof. Because I cut myself off from the God who holds me in existence. In every sin, I say to him, let go. I don't want you near me. In all fairness, he should. He should just let go and let me stop existing. But instead, he's relentlessly unfair because he's merciful. He still says, no, I'm still going to give you life. I'm still going to give you another chance. I'm still going to call you to greatness, even though you've been settling for mediocrity. So instead of being one of these laborers that thinks that I'm owed more than I've received, I can realize that I'm one of those that snuck in at the last minute. I can have that pure joy of saying, okay, I only deserved an hour's pay, but he gave me a full day's pay. I'm going to walk away before he changes his mind. We should all live every day with stupid grins on our faces because we're getting more than we deserve. Because even though we've only labored for 1 hour, we're getting a full day's wage. Because even though we don't deserve to exist, God still holds us in existence. Even though we don't deserve his love, he still gives it so freely. So instead of grumbling, we should be grinning. We should live our days with this rejoicing at what we have rather than looking at what we don't have. So let's pass this week that way. Let's love our Lord for all that he's done for us. Let's rejoice in that at every moment and never take it for granted.